A new yen on the Dafayomi. The Dafayomi today is up to Dafnun Dalet in Brochas. And it will deal not with the whole Dafayomi, which starts with the Mishnah of Ari Mokim Shinasad Nisim in Israel, but the Shia will deal exclusively with the Sugye Dafnun Dalet on the days of Birkas Adenet. Now the reason is that why I decided to discuss that inyan, there are three reasons. One reason is because there is a chabura among the rabbeim in Yeshivas Brisk, and even among the talmidim in Yeshivas Brisk, to start now the cycle of the Dafayom. This is a very important matter. I mean, even for Bnei Torah. So, Bnei Torah are supposed to delve in depth in a certain Gemara, but side by side with delving in depth in one Gemara, so there won't be any harm caused to them if they'll also learn on a Dafayomi level Shas in 7 years. So that's one reason. I'm also a member of that Chabura, but I'm the only one who is very delinquent in following Abi Dafayom. Everybody else is not delinquent, but I'm the only one who is delinquent, but from time to time I try to make it up. But I also follow Abi Dafayom. So that's one reason. A second reason is because the sugya of Birkas Hagemul is very much a klopo to us. All of us who were here over 2 months ago, when the fire war in the College Hill building, when the fire broke out, and miraculously, so because of a heat detector that was installed over 50 years ago on account of the stringent regulations that prevailed in Skolki at that time, so because of that, it started to ring without a stop. And if not for this, no one would have known that there is a fire breaking out. So, and everybody who was in the yeshiva building, on Monday, December, and November the 9th, so Bench Gamel, you can't give so many aliyas, but I Bench Gamel and everybody had kavoneh to be Yetze and Ensadome. So the Indian of Birkas Hagemul is very much relevant to each and every one in Yeshivas Brisk. And it behooves us to delve into the significance of a miracle. Unfortunately, Jews today, they are so accustomed to miracles that they don't even stop for a moment to ponder what is expected of us. If a miracle happens, then the Hashgoche expects something of us. Everything has a purpose. That's a second reason. A third reason, a very important reason as to why I decided to discuss today. Tonight is the 43rd Yahrzeit of my father Zecheinu Livracha. Is because the inyan of Birkas Hagemul and the Shittes HaRishonim in the sugi of Birkas Hagemul, as you will see in the course of the Shia, has something to do with what my father said about half an hour before his Ptira. That was 43 years ago. Then it was Rish Chodesh Shvat, was then on Wednesday. And Friday was the Gimel Shvat, and just half an hour before his Ptireh, he said something, a certain aloche, in connection with Birkas Hidoyeh and Birkas Hagemul. And because of that, I want to discuss the inyan of Birkas Hagemul, and in the course of the Shia, I'll mention what my father said. At that time, I didn't even understand the scope of what he said. But later on, I delved into the Indian into the sugye in Broches of Birkes HaGemul, and the sugye in Broches by Yane Malke, and the sugye in Rosh Hashanah Daf Choftes. So then I understood what my father meant. So for three separate reasons, the Shia today will discuss the sugye of Birkes HaGemul. Now, the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet Omud Beis in Broches says as follows. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav Arbo Tzrichim Lehedes. Four types of individuals have to express thanksgiving and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Yeyo Dehayom Hilchim Mitboreis Umi Sheho Yochele V'Nisrapei Umi Sheho Yochovush B'Beit HaSuri V'Yot. Yeyo Dehayom, someone who was making a trip on the high seas, and Bizman Chazal, it involved much more of a risk than today. But even today there is an element of risk. But of course, the risk today is reduced to a minimum, but there is an element of risk. So, but Bizman Chazal, it involved much more of a risk than today. So, that's one person who has to say Birkas again. Hilchim Mitboreis, if someone was making a journey and in the Midbar, and he was exposed to the possibility of robbers attacking him and killing him, and then he came back safely from the trip, so he has to express thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisho Yochile V'Nisrapei, someone who was very ill. Umisho Yochovish B'Sasurim, someone who was in prison and then he was released from prison. Yehudah Hayom Inolom, Dichsiv Yehudah Hayom Bonios, Heimorou Masiyad Hashem, Veima Vayam Idruach Soro Yalu Shemayim Yehudah Teimeis, Veima Yochoyku V'Yonu Kishikeh, Veima Veitzakul Hashem Batzalem, Umtzikesayim Yitzim, Veoma Yokum Soro Lidmomo, Veima Vyismachu Kishtetiku, Veimu, Yedul Hashem Chazdei Mefleisov Neodom, Heyochem Mitboreis Minolom, Dichsiv, Tohu B'Midbar B'Yishim Ein Derechi, Omeisha Afroi Motzu Vayitzakul Hashem Vayadrichim B'Derech Yishoro, Yedul Hashem Chazdei, Mishe Cholo V'Nisrapi, Dichsiv Avili M'Derech Pishom, והבניסיהם יסענו, כל איכל תיסייב נפשום, ויזעקו לה לשם בצר להם, איש לה דבורי וירפי, איד לה לשם חסדי, מי שאו יחובש ביסעסורי, מנור נכסיבי שחי שואל סלמובס, אין צורה. ואין מאיר, ייד לה לשם חסדי. So in respect to all these, so there is a חיוב to a vow, gratitude, to HaKדוש ברוך הוא. מי מבורך? What kind of a ברוכה does he have to say? Omar Rav Yude Boru Gimel Chasodim Tei. But that's the Girsa we have now text. But then there is the Girsa of the Rif, the Gro mentions it, Vinichta Vitzat Roshum Kaval Mili Salol Vinichta Vitzat Lechayovim Tevei Shek Molani Kol Tev Rive Rosh, and that's the way you pass. We don't pask that the brocha, the nusach brocha, is the way it's mentioned in our text. But we pask that the nusach brocha is the way it appears in the text of the Rif. Rif, the Rambam, all the Rishayim, Shoktur, Shulchan Aruch. In other words, so he has to say, Baruch ato ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hagoyim Eilech Hayovim Teiveis, the one who renders good and favors to those who are undeserving, those who are chayovim, or, as the Beis Yosef explains it, it means the one, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who renders favors and good even to those who are undeserving, because it doesn't mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam renders favors only to those who are guilty and undeserving, and not to those who are deserving. But the Ribbono Shel Olam renders good and favors even to those who are guilty and who are deserving of a punishment. As a matter of fact, the Ramban Shaar Admur, in discussing Schar Veinesh, and in discussing, in the course of his discussion of the question, the baffling query that baffled even the Nevi'im, why is it that there is Tzadik Rosh HaVitevlei and Tzadik V'raloi? So the Ramban mentions the name of one of the Rishonim. He says the difficulty that bothered the Nevi'im and all the Chachomim, no one really gave an answer to that question. Even Moshe Rabbeinu raised the question before the Almighty, why is it Tzadik V'raloi and Rosh HaVitevlei? So the difficulty did not consist in the fact that Rosh is Tevlei. That doesn't present any difficulty. V'rachamov al kol ma'asov, it's very simple as to why we find such a phenomenon that Rosh is Tevlei. Because rachamov al kol ma'asov, the Ribbono Shel Olam is rachum v'chanun. So he has compassion even on the Rosh, even on the guilty and in the wicked. But the difficulty consists in this paradoxical phenomenon, that on one hand we see Rosh HaVitevlei, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is rachum v'chanun, and his compassion is rachmov al kol ma'asov. So we would expect that certainly tzaddik should be tevlei, and still sometimes we find that dafke the tzaddik suffers. So that's the difficulty. But the Rosh HaVitevlei doesn't present any difficulty. So this is the meaning of the broche. Hagoy meil lechayovim teves, as the Bais Yosef explains it, that the Ribbono Shel Olam renders good favors even to those who are wicked and who are guilty, who are undeserving, Sheikh Molani Kolte, and who has rendered favors to me. So that's the broche. Abaye omar v'tzorech lo v'yiduye kameh asor. Abaye says that he has to avow this Birkas HaGemu before 10. D'chsiv v'yirimimu b'kalom. So kehol makelis boruchu elikim. So what is makelis? A kehilo, a tzibur, a minyan of 10 Jews. Marzutro marutrei minaya rabbonon. Two of the 10 have to be Talmid HaChachomim. Shenemar uvimei shav skenim yalelu. And what does skenim mean? In zokein al mishe kono chochm. Maskiv lo ravashe veime kule rabbonon. That he should avow his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of 10 Talmid HaChachomim. So the Gemara gives a teret. Mi ksiv bikal skenim. Bikalom ksiv. Veime Beyasoro Shorame Utrei Rabbonon is Kashe. How does Marzutre know that the two Talmid Chachomim have to be from the 10? Maybe the Pshat to the Posik Uvimei Shavskenim Yalu that there have to be two Talmid Chachomim exclusive of Itzibur. In other words, altogether there should be 12, 10 ordinary Jews, common Jews, and two Talmid Chachomim. So Kash. Now Teisa says, the Avdol Echum. And the two mentions the name of Teisa, since it is suffic in the Gemara, because the Gemara says Ve'ime, and the Gemara gives the Teretz Kashye. So that means that the Gemara was not machriya bibrius that the two Talmid Chachomim are included in the 10. So there is a possibility that the two Talmid Chachomim are exclusive of the 10 Jews. So mele we pask lichum. However, the other Rishonim pask lichum. Now, what is the machlekes between Teisves and the other Rishonim? The Primigodim mentions in the name of the Levush, The Levush says that Teis Veshite is that, and the Primigodim paskens like that. Even though here the Shulchan Aruch paskens Likule, not Lechumre, but the Primigodim is Psiche paskens like that. Now we have a Aloche, the Tzveike de Reise Lechumre, Tzveike de Rabbonim Likule. How about Isofik in the Chiyuv Midirei Kabole? Now this Chiyuv of saying Birkas Hagemil is mentioned in Tilim. In Tilim Kuv Zion, that's Divrei Kabole. Does it have the Chumre of Divrei Teiro? So just as in respect to the Raise, we say, Sveike the Raise le Chumre. So a Sofik in Divrei Kabole, since it's an Abaye, it's a Sof, the Gemara is not Machria. So Memele, we have to pass from the Chumre, like Sveike the Raise is le Chumre, or Sofik Divrei Kabole is le Kule. So apparently that's the Machlekes between Teisves and the other Rishen. Teisves Shite is that Sofik Divrei Kabole is Lechumre. That's why Teisves says Lechumre. And the other Rishenim will say Likule, because they hold that Divrei Kabole does not have the Chemer of the Raise, it has only the Chemer of the Rabbon. Now, the Primigodim himself asks a Kashe from Rashi in Vayikra. Vayikro Zion Kosi Yudveis Imaltoido Yakrivenu Vihikrif Alzeva Hateido Halis Matzis Bures Bashemen Ukiki Matzis Bishuchim Bashomen Viselo Murbeches Halis Bures Bashomen. So Teido is really a Korban Shlomo, but the dinim of Teido are different. Teido has its own unique aloches. Now, regular shlomim, not Teido, is nechal lishnei yomim v'layla echot. But Teido is nechal liyem v'layla. And Teido requires chaleis for minim. So, three minim amatzois, not chometz, and altogether 40 chaleis. So, three minim 30 are of matzo, and 10 chaleis are of chometz. Teido, while it is a member in the category of Shlomim, but it has its own unique halachas, Teido. So the Posik says, Im al Teido yakrivenu vihikrif al zevach ha-Teido chaleis matzis blures bashemen ukikei matzis mishuchim bashemen viseles murbeches chaleis blures bashemen al chaleis lechem Chomitz Yatrif Kobonei al Zevach Tida Shlomo. So then Rashi says on the Posik, Im al Teido Yatriveno, Im al Dvari Doi al Nes Shenasalei, Ken Yer de Hayam, Vehilche Midboris, Vchavushe Beis Asurim, Vechile Shenisrape, Shein Tzrichem Lehidish, Shekosu Vahem Yedu Al Yishem Chazdei, Vnifleis Ov Vnayodom, Vyizbechu Zivre Teido, Im al Achas Meile Noda Shlomim Alolu, Shalmiteido hen, utun islechem oomo binyen, vim nechom lojim velaylo kum shem fureshkan. Fureshkan. So it's mashma from the Pashtus Loshon of Rashi that the pshat in posik is im alteido. What is im alteido yakrivenu? If it is offered as gratitude, teido means gratitude. So for gratitude for what? Ki nir de ayam vehilchem idboreis. So it's mashma, so the Primigodim raises the question. In Simen Reish Yutes, it's mashma from this Loshon of Rashi that the chiyuv to bring a korban teido, if someone who was overtaken by a miracle, is a chiyuv midraise. Rashi explains it in the posi kimal teido yakriven. So yes, the kashi against Rashi, the primigodim, because the Gemara in Menoches, Daf Piveis, says there is a lochet, the more deduces it from a posik that kol dovo, so koldovo shebechivo is yovim nachu. He cannot bring it from Maaseh. Because there is a loche, koldovo shebechivo is yovim nachu. What does it mean, koldovo shebechivo? If somebody made a neder, of hareyolai lehovitedo, so then he has to bring it nachu. And it's mashma from that Gemara that Peveis Menaches that only if he made the neder of Ariolai Lehovitedo. But suppose he made the neder of Arizu, let's say he was overtaken by Nes, he was a Chilad in Isrape, he was a Hilach Midboris, and he came back safely, or he was Yetzin Bizasurim, so he was Mafrish the Beheime, the Korban, Leiti Dosi. Then, even though it's not minachum, so it's all right. That's how it's mashma from the Gemara. Only first, before the afroshe, he took in neder of Arielai. So it became a dovo shebechevo. Masheinke, if at the very outset, he was mafriz the behemo with idose, through a neder of Arizu, so it's not a dovo shebechevo, so it doesn't have to be brought minachum. So it can be brought minamaise also. It doesn't have to be. But the question is, according to Rashi, so not only when he first made the neder of Ariolai, it becomes a dovo shebechevo because he's mechuyev to be mekayem the neder. Even if he was just overtaken by Nes, he was in prison and then he was released from prison. So memele, he's mechuyev, so it's also a dovo shebechevo. But if not for Rashi's pshat lechumesh, so then we could say that it's only the rabbono. It's not a deraisa, but Rashi mentions that Gemara in Brachos of Avot Tzrichim Lehedeis, Yedaya Milchim Midboreis, and the Rosh, and I suppose that Rashi has to be understood in line with what the Rosh says here. The Rosh says that the Etzem Mitzvah, the essential Mitzvah for someone who is a Chilev in Yisrape or Yotzem B'Sasurim is to bring a Kof, but Bisman Azeh, there are no components, there is no Bisamigdosh, so the Chachomim are misakei that he should recite the Brocha of Agemo in the presence of 10 Jews. But the basic thing is to bring it home. And from Rashi it's Mashma, that it's a Chi of the Raise. So why does the Gemara say that only if the Havuas Kom Tedo originated at the very outset with the Neder of Ariolai, then it's a Dovah Shebechevo Nibon Nachum. But if it originated the Avuah Stedo at the very outset with the neder of Arizu, then it doesn't have to be brought Dafkin Nachum. But according to Rashi, as long as he was overtaken by Ines, he was in the Sakone and he was saved from the Sakone. So he's Mechuyev Mil Raise. That's the Kashe that the Primigodim in Simen Reish Yutes raises against Rashi. But it doesn't present any Kashe at all. Because Rashi doesn't say that there is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. It's true that Rashi explains the posik Ki Mal Teido Yakrevenu. So that means that there is a Chalei Shem Teido in the Korm. And the Korm has special aloches. It has a separate Chalei Shem. Even though it's a member in the category of Shlomim, but it has its own aloches. Shlomim do not require Lechem. This requires four minilachem and three matzeh and one chometz, and it's niachal liyem v'laylo like kochi kochim, not like a regular shlomim kochim kalim that is niachal lishnei yom v'laylechot. So there is a kviya shev in teido. What is kviya? This korm is a korm teido. What does teido mean? Gratitude. Because he's bringing the korban as an expression and as a token of thanksgiving to the remaining shalom. So memele, there is a mitzvah kiyumis of bringing a korban, not a mitzvah kiyumis. In order that the aloche of kol dovo shebechevo lo yovi el nachum should apply, so it has to be a mitzvah kiyumis. When is it a chayv? An obligation incumbent upon the person if the Havuas Hateido originated at the very outset with the neder of Ariolai, then it's obligatory. But if it originated with Arizu, so then it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. So this is the pshat in Rashi. Alright, then the Gemara says, Rav Yudah Cholash, that's the gist of this Gemara. Rav Yudah was sick, v'yispach, and then he recovered. Only Gabi Rav Chone Bagdetoye, the Rabbonah. So Rav Chone Bagdetoye from Baghdad and the other Rabbonon came to visit him. Amrelei, so when they saw him, after he recovered from his illness, Amrelei, Brich Rachmone di Yavach Nilon vel Yavach Lafre. Blessed is God that he restored you unto us. He gave you back unto us. We didn't lose you. Omalehu, partinon yosim la'idoy. I had an obligation to say the brocha of Agemo, since you said that brocha and I heard it, so memele I am relieved of this obligation of reciting the brocha of Agemo. V'omar abaye boye duye ba'paso, but the chiyuv is to a vow, thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of 10 Jews, and the Makshin didn't know that there were 10 Jews. The Makshin assumed there were just the few Chachomim who visited Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Gehave Be'aso, there were 10 Jews present. V'yihu Lekomeide, but he himself did not say the broche. I mean, Rav Chone Bar Detoye and Rabbonon, they said the broche. He himself didn't say it. So Gemara says, Lo Yitzorir Dione Basray Ome. From this, it is that here, when they said that broche, he answered on. So it's mashma from this Gemara, that without Ome, so then he wouldn't be it. Now the question is, that Rishonim raise, but there is a loche of Shemeya Keile. So if somebody recites a certain broche, Reuben recites a certain broche, and Shimon hears it, so then it's considered as if Shimon recited the broche. So without recourse to Omein, he should be Eitze. Why does Gemara ask? He didn't say Omein, so Gemara gives the Teretz. He did say Omein. The implication being, if he didn't say Omein, then he wouldn't be Eitze. But even without Omein, on the basis of Shemeya Keine, he should be Eitze. So Rishonim raised that question. And the two in Siman Reish Yutes, ואם בירך אחר ואומר ברוך אתה אדישם אלוקינו מלך היום אשר גמורך כל תה. This is the kind of broche that Rav Chone Bar Detoye recited. ואונו אומן יוצא וגעשינו מפירי קוראי רב יהודה חוליש ויספח אור לגע ברב הונה בר דטויה ורבונו אמר לי ברך אחרונה יבח לון ולא יבח לאפך אומר לו פטרתו מלו ידויה וצורך לימה שהזכירו שם מלכוס, כי שאומרו בריך רחמונה מלכו דיאבכלון, שהרי כל הברוכי שריכי שם מלכוס, ועסיק דה כשאונומי. Now, why does he say, ויצורך לימה שהזכירו שם מלכוס? Because the Gemara mentions the broche that was recited by Rav Chone Bar Detoye and the Rabbonon, and he doesn't mention מלכוס. He just says, בריך רחמונה, רחמונה is a shem, it's a kinu, but it's a shem. So that's in lieu of Adishem. But yet he didn't say Melech Eilom. So, and they just said, Brich Achmon El Yavach Nilon. So, many Rishonim say that he really, the Gemara doesn't quote everything that he said. But they really said, Brich Achmon El Mored Al Mekule. Melech Kol Eilom Kule. The Yavach Lom. But because if they just said Brich Achmono without Malchus, so it's not a broche, there is a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says that if the broche contains just Shem, even though it doesn't contain Malchus, so it's a broche. But Rabbi Yochanan, and most Rishonim Paschal like Rabbi Yochanan, says that calls Bochoshrim Bo Shemu Malchus in a Brocha. So Memele, they apply it to the case where he said Malchus. As a matter of fact, the Rav Amiri mentions here, the Raivachiti is that all the Broches, which are Birkes Idoi, that are enumerated in the Mishnah of Oreye, all the Broches, they are all Birka Shvach V'Idoi, Oreye Mokim Shnasu B'Nisim U'Yisroel, Mokim Shlechim Menavid Izore, and so on. So it's all Birkes Idoi. The whole Mishnah deals with Birkes Idoi. So the Raivet says that all these Broches, so he says two things. First of all, he says that they do not require Malchus. And the Rav Amiri mentions in the name of the Raivet, how does the Raivet know that all the Broches, the Birkes Idoi, enumerated in the Mishnah in Perikorei, do not require Malchus? So the Raivet is from Birkes Agemo. Here, Rav Chonei Bar Vitoye recited the Broches. He didn't say, and the Raivet assumed that he didn't say Brich Achmone Mored Al Mekore, but just Brich Achmone. So, but he didn't say Malchus, so it's a lie that the Birkes Idoye do not require Malchus. Still, the Raivet says, Mikomokim Noma Malachayelom Loibs, and then he says something else. Why is it that the old Birkes Idoyim do not require Malchus? He has a heter to say Melech Ha'ilom, but he doesn't have to say Melech Ha'ilom, because all the Birkes Idoyim enumerated in the Mishnah and Perek Oveyeh are broches of Pishus. It's not obligatory. And the Miri mentions in the name of the Raivet, how does the Raivet know that they do not require Malchus? Because of the Gemara of Rav Chonei Bar Vitoye. So he didn't mention Malchus. The Raivet didn't agree with other Rishonim that he did say Malchus. So, and still, potato leima. So it's a raya that one can be mikayim the Birkas Hagemo without saying Malchus. Just saying Brich Achmone. This is the lashon of the Miri. So the Miri says, that states at the beginning of Perikoreye, that all these broches, the Birkes Idoye mentioned in the Mishnah in Perikoreye, so he has to say Melech Ha'il. Shemaskir bo es Hashem ve'ima bo Malchus. Ugdele ha'meforshim chilki midovo. Leimar shekol ha'broches ha'shnuyes b'ferik zeh ein bo em askore u'malchus. In other words, the Raivet says, the unfortunate is the Raivet. He doesn't have to mention Malchus, he doesn't even have to be Masked Hashem. He'll say, Boruch, without mentioning the Shem, like the Boruch of Boruch Shepterani, alright. The Goyen says, there he also has to say Shem and Malchus. But Ramos says, the ideal thing is not to say Shem and Malchus. According to the Raivet, all the Birkes Idoye do not require Malchus, do not even require Shem. He just has to say a Boruch, of course. Whom does he mean when he says Boruch? He means the Rebbeinu Shalom. But he doesn't have to spell out Shem, and he doesn't have to spell out Malchus. And why? Because it's a Rishus. V'chein mima she'omru limato. That's the Rai of the Rai, the Miri says. Be'ra chone she'birech al Rav Yehude, ki she'nisraf e'brich rachmone di'yavochlon, v'yavoch la'afre, v'sha'fu potaratzmei b'birkas ha'gimu b'ani yasomei. So he says, so it's a raya that he doesn't require Malchus, and it's a broch of Rishus. Then he says, Mukomokim Yishdeichim. And Vizu shall Ravu Chone Efsha she haskore Malchus Oyeshom, Elosha Talmud Kitzabo. Udaiti Yeshmen Tzrichis haskore Malchus, Vyeshmen Shenon Tzrichis. Vihu she Birkas Agemel, Hoyo Vihid Visakneses, Vimaimed Aso. Tzricha Malchus, Usho Broches, Shemim Kfuyeh, is Einen Tzriches. So in other words, there are three shittes. The shitta of the Raivet is that all the Birkes Idoye mentioned in the Mishnah Perikoreye do not require Shemim Malchus. If he wants, lo yivsi, but he's not mechuyev to say. And the whole bracha is only reshus, including the Birkas HaGemul, even though the Birkas HaGemul is not enumerated in the Mishnah in Perek Horei. And then there is the Shita of Teisves, that all the brachas mentioned in the Mishnah in Perek Horei and the Birkas HaGemul require Haskore and Malchus. And if you will not mention Haskore and Malchus, so it's not a brach. Not a brach. And then the Miri's own shita is that the brachas mentioned in the Mishneh, Horei Mokim Shinasu Benissimu Yisrael, so it doesn't require Shem and Malchus. Mashenken, the Birkas HaGemul, even though it's also Birkas HaGemul, but that is unique. Inasmuch as the Birkas HaGemul has to be recited in the presence of a tzibur, in the presence of a call, so then it requires a spelling out of Shem and Malchus. All right. Now, so that's the reason as to why the Torah says, "V'mbirech achir avom avoh chatoa d'shem rekinu melachayom, asher gmol chol kol tei, v'onom en yotz, v'garsinom b'ferik, garsinom b'ferik, horoye, rav yude chorish, v'yitpach oligabe rafkone bagtoye, v'rabonon amro lebrich achmone yavachlom v'yavach v'afre, omar lu patartom lu lidui, v'tzorich leima ashe yizkiru shem malchus, like teise shem. Kin shom lebrich achmone malko v'yavachlom, sharei kol abroches, צריך השם ומלכוס, ועסיקנה כשון עמי, ופירן שעדיין לא ויזל, so the פסיוסי points out, the Rosh doesn't say it, either the Rosh wrote it Shuvah or the Tur, he was the son of the Rosh, heard it Baal Peh, from his father, so he says in the name of the Rosh, ופירן שעדיין לא ויזל, אף על גב דשימי היצא בשמי או בלוי אני אסומי, so why did Gemara ask? Voleone, and Gemara is the teresk, the kohone ome, even without anias ome, he should be eitze on the basis of the aloche of Shemei Akeine, heine davke kisham vore chayiv gamkin bivroche, oz yeitze ha-Shemei abelui anias ome, avloche kibishein lo yuchayovim bivroche zu, mikach hutzcha hul anias ome, vilichoshi broche levatole, kibishein lo nischayil bo, שהם נוסנו שבח וידויה למוקים כי דרה בני אודום שמשפחים למוקים על הטבע שמאזמין להם לפי זה אם בירך יכול להגיד לעצמי ושום האחר וכינו לא צייס יוצא בלו יעני יסומי ואם יחר מלבורך יש לשתש מלבורך כל בשיר so that he mentioned the name of the Rosh that the Rosh has raised the kashe against the Gemara why does the Gemara say that he had to answer, Amen. Why couldn't Rav Yehuda be Yetzir with the Birkas HaGemul on the basis of Shemei Akeine without Amen? There is a loch of Shemei Akeine without Amen? So the Rosh Teretz is, if Rav Chonet Bar Vitoy had been Mechuyev to say that broche, so, and then he said, well, let's say, if Rav Chonet Bar Vitoy himself had been ill, and he also recovered, and then he would say the broche because he is mechuyev. And Rav Yehuda would listen, so then he would be yetze on the basis of Shemei Akeine without saying them. But Rav Chonet Bar Vitoye was not here. He was not mechuyev to say the broche. But there is a loche that if somebody was overtaken by Nes and he was sick and then he recovered, so anyone who likes that person who was overtaken by Nes Kinafshe. So he likes the other person the way he likes himself, so then he has a reshus to say Birkas HaGemul. But it's not a chay. So Memele, Rav Chonet Bar Vitoye had a reshus to say Birkas HaGemul on the recovery of Rav Yehuda. But he was not mechuyev. So Memele, in order to apply the aloche, of Shemei Akeine, the Gemara says he has to be mechuyev b'dovo. He has to be mechuyev b'dovo. And that's the Gemara, that's the Mishneh, Daf Lamed Ches in Sukkah. If a woman recites the Hallel, so and the man is mechavim to be yetze with the Hallel recited by the woman, so he's not yetze. He cannot say Shemei Akeine, because Hallel is a mitzvah shazman gomeh, and Noshim al-Kturei of Mrs. Mangrome, so Meile, since the woman is not Luchieves Bidovo, she cannot be made to the man. Because in order to apply the aloche of Shemiya Keine, the one who recites the broche, whatever it is, has to be Mechuyev Bidovo. Let's say Migil, not the broche. So somebody reads the Megillah, so he's made to everybody who hears and has kavanah to be eitzer. But suppose a cotton reads the Megillah, so the one who hears the Megillah from the cotton is not eitzer. Why? Because he's not mechuyev bidovo. So mele here, in view of the fact that Rav Chonin bar Detoye was not mechuyev to say the broche, so he was not mechuyev bidovo. If he was not mechuyev bidovo, so mele. So mele, we cannot apply the aloche of Shemei Akeine. We cannot apply the aloche of Shemei Akeine. So that's why we had to resort to him. So Rabbi Gvedia raises the question now, and the same aloche is mentioned by the Ramo in the Shulchan Aruch. Reishutes Siv Dalet Im Biroich Acher V'yom Ha'boruch Hato Adi Shem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Gmor Cho Kol Tein V'yon Omei Iz Yotzo V'chein Im Oma V'chich Achmono Malke Do'om Odi Yavachlon V'yon Omei Yotzo V'ein Ze Tzod Ramos Ez V'ein Ze Brocher Levatole Minam Vorich Afal Pishel In Yisrael V'brocher Zu Hoyl V'ein Im Yvorich Ad Devach Shvach V'idoye Al Tivis Chaveirek Shem Sameh Bo. Then in Sifei he says, Im Bireich Acher HaGimel Atzmei, Ruvei was sick and he recovered. So he said the Birkas HaGimel. Shimon was also sick and he also recovered. And he heard it. V'nishavim Leitzes Chaveirei, Ruvei was mishavim to be made to Shimon. V'shoma Chaveirei V'kivim Motzeis, Yotzo Afil Boi Aniasom. That's what the Rosh says. The only reason is why Rav Yudeh had to resort to Omein because Rav Chone was not sick. He was not Mechuyev Bidovo. Kiven, so the Ramo says, Kiven Sheam Vorer Gamkin Chayev, Yotzo Acher B'loy Ani Yason. The implication being, but if the Mivorech is not Chayev, so Memele without Omein he cannot be Yitzin. So Rav Gvedia raises the question, but the Aloche is, in regard to Shemei Akeine, so it's mentioned, in Simen Reish Yud Gimel explicitly that if somebody says a broche and the other one hears it, so he's Yeitze, even though he doesn't say Amen. Of course, the proper thing is to say Amen. Whenever you hear a broche recited by someone, you have to say Amen. But it's mentioned in Simen Reish Yud Gimel that even if he didn't say Amen, so Shimon is Yeitze. So here too, even why did Rav Yudeh have to resort to Omein? Without Omein he should be Yitzin. That's Rabbi Kiveger's Kashi against the Rosh. And then Rabbi Kiveger says, Oh, Sifei Ba'agoye, Shamvorer Gamken Chayev, Mashma Imamvorer Chine Chayev Vibroche, Avdimvorer Binusar Zeh, שגמולנו כדי להיצי חברי לא יוצא ולא אני אסון ואם כן בכל ברכס המצווס דקיימלון אם יוצא מייצי מכל מוקים כיוון די מאמבורך מחויב עתו בפוח הזו לא יצא בו ולא אני אסון ואם אמבורך so he says from the Rosh we can deduce a new aloch that in every ברכס המצווס So we say in Yotzo Meitzi, and that's really the question that is raised against the Rosh. Why does the Rosh say that the reason is why Rav Yudeh had to resort to Omein? Without Omein, he wouldn't be Yitzeh, he couldn't be Yitzeh on the basis of Shemei Akeineh, because Rav Chonin bar Detoye was not Mechuyev Bidovo, but there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Chavtes, Yotzo Meitzi by Birkas HaMitzvah or Kiddush, which are obligatory upon every Jew. So the aloche is that Yotzo Meitzi. Why? Because Kol Yisrael are raving Zelazeh. That's the Gemara That's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Choptes, Omid Aleph, at the end of the Omid. Tona Ahave Breid Rav Zeret, Kol Abroches Kulon Afo Pishiyotso Meitzi. Chutz mi Birkas Alechem and Birkas Ayayim. That's a Birkas Anen. Because Birkas Anenim, there is no Alves. But Birkas Amitzvah is Alves. Kol Yisroel. Arev is Elezev, Gimori in Shvuyes, deduces it from the Posit, in the Peichach, because Shvuyish Biochit. So one Jew is responsible not for his own personal compliance with all the commandments of the Torah, but each Jew is responsible for the full compliance of all the mitzvot of the Torah by each and every other Jew, if he's in a position to make sure that another Jew whom he knows will also perform the mitzvot of the Torah. So he is responsible as if he himself had been delinquent. So Mimele, the Gemara says that even Yotzom Meitzi, let's say, suppose the husband, let's say, made Kiddush Friday night after he ate in the shul, and he made Kiddush, he was Yotzi. Then he comes home, but his wife did not hear Kiddush as yet. So even though he already made Kiddush and it was Memokim Sudeh, he ate there in the shul, so he can recite the Kiddush again the second time. And it's not the Bracha Latoy. It's not Bracha Latoy. But the question is, there is aloche in order to apply the aloche of Shemeya Keine, so the one who says the Bracha and is made to somebody else has to be Mechuyah Bidovar. Now, the husband is not Mechuyah Bidovar anymore. He was originally Mechuyah, but he already made Kiddush in Shul, and he ate there, so it was Kiddush Mokim Sudeh. He already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. How can he say Kiddush again, be made to his wife? The answer is because Kol Yisroel Arev in Zalazeh. So Memele, he is still Mechuyah Bidovar. He is not Mechuyah Bidovar, he is not anymore responsible for his own fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. But he is still responsible for the fulfillment of the mitzvah Kiddush by his wife. Doesn't have to be his wife. Any Jew or Jewess. So Memele, because of the aloche of Kol Yisroel Arev in Zalazeh, so he's considered Mechuyah Bidovar. So the question is raised against the Rosh. Why does the Rosh say that the reason is why Rafon about the Toy had to resort to Amen, and he couldn't be Eitze on the basis of Shemeya Keine, because Rafon about the Toy was not Mechuyah in that Broche. But suppose Rafon about the Toy had been ill and recovered, then he would be Mechuyah. So it's not like an issue in Halal. So there it's not shaykh to say Alves, because since she's Ptura of Halal, so Memele, there is no Alves in respect to a mitzvah that the person himself is not Mechuyah. But here, if Rafon Bar Detoye had been ill and had recovered from the illness, he would be just why did Rav Chone have to resort to Omei? That's the kashi. So Rabbi Kveger, that's the kashi that everybody raises against Rosh. So Rabbi Kveger says, it's pshat in the Rosh, that from this Rosh it's muchach, in new aloch, that even in Birkas Amitzle, where we say Yotzo Meitzi, so, but we have to resort on it. We have to resort on. Now the question is, so that means that the whole halacha of Yotzo Meitzi, but it has to be based upon Omin. Without Omin, not. Now, what's the purpose of Omin? What's the significance of Omin? So, because there is halacha
Igmorin Shvues, Omin Boi Shvuo, Boi Kabolas Dvorim, Boi Hamanas Dvorim. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Boi Hamanas Dvorim, that if somebody hears the broche, so Mimele, he has to answer Omin. So that means that, and the Rambam says, Beferesh explicitly, וכאלף מלכת ברוכת הלוכי ידל כל השמי הברוכו מן הברוכס מתחילות סוגעת סייפו ונסחה ונוציס בו ידי חיבושי יוצא ואף על פי שלא ינומן זה צדי הלוכי אף שמי הקהיל וכל לא אינו מן החרם בורך הרי זה כמבורך והוא שיהיה המבורך חי ויסי ברוכה Right, so there's another הלוכי that אינו מן החרם בורך הרי זה כמבורך What is the basis for this aloche? Of ein ha'om in acharam vorech, the answer is just as there is aloche. Kol ein ha'om in achar ha'shvue, ki meitzi shvue mipiv dome, and Rambam says that even the nakum or a cotton, who is not in mufle samach lo'ish, will say a certain shvue, and then another person will say omein, so it's ishvue. So kol ein ha'om in achar ha'shvue, ki meitzi shvue mipiv. So there is a similar aloche. That kolayin omen achara broche kimeitzi brocha mpiv dame. And that's the pshat, omen boi shvuo, boi kavore zvorim, boi amone zvorim. Boi amone zvorim implies that kolayin omen achara broche kimeitzi brocha mpiv dame. So Rabbi Shmuel says, from this rosh it's mashma, that even though we say yotzo meitzi, but we have to resort to omen. So the question is raised that, so there is very strong kashi against Rabbi Kileya. How can Rabbi Kileya say that according to the Rosh, so the Aloch of Yotzometzi, but it must be based upon Ome, Bishleime, when something is formulated in the formula of Ibroche, let's say like Birkas HaMitzves or Kiddush, or Birkas HaMozein, where it's formulated in Ibroche, so then we can say that even though you already was Yitze, so it's not Mechuyev Bidovo, so you couldn't apply the Aloch of Shemei Akeine by itself, but on the basis of Omein, of Kolein Omein, Acha Abroche, Kineitz Ibroche, Mpiv Dome, Omein, Bei Amon Ezvorim, he can be Yitze. But how about Hallel, how about Mikra Megillah? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, the last piece in the third period in Rosh Hashanah. Tana Rabbanon, lo yifchis odom p'chusa le'orchin, elin kineich le'moel, avol pei besur ribonot, uvni beisei, tidlechan chom b'mitzves, ubehalel ubimgile, avol pishenyotzo meitzi. Megillah is not formulated in the form of ibroche. Megillah is Megillah. It's not shayach to say that, and even if someone at the end of the Megillah will say amen, it doesn't make any sense to say Omen at the end of the Megillah. But suppose he'll say Omen. So, can we say that Kolein Omen Achakriya Samgile Kirea Megillah Bipiv Domen? That's only Aloche in Broche. So there is Aloche of Omen Boi Shvue, Boi Kabores Dvorim, Boi Amones Dvorim. So just as there is Aloche of Omen Boi Shvue, that Kolein Omen Achara Shvue Kimite Shvue in Piv Domen, so there is a similar Aloche, Kolein Omen Achara Broche Kimite Broche in Piv Domen. But how about Hallel? I'm not talking about the conclusion, the broche of Hallel. Because that is not Yakin. But I'm talking about the Hallel itself, the kepitlach of Hallel, of Hallel Kyo. It's not shayach to say if he says Omen. At the end, that it's Kmeitze Hallel Piv Domen. And how about Kriyas HaMegillah? Still the Gemara says that by Hallel Megillah, Afal Pishe Yotzo Meitzi, on the basis of Alves. That has to be based exclusively on the Aloche of Shimei Akeine. And even though he has to be Mechuyev Bidovo, but since Kol Yisroel is Arevim Zelozeh, so Mimele, he is still considered Mechuyev Bidovo. When is he considered not Mechoyevidovo if a Nisha recites the Hallel? So she cannot be made to Amen. That's the Mishnah in Misuke Dafametres. Because Hallel is Mr. Sechel as Mangome, so a Nisha is Ptura of Hallel. And since she is Ptura, so as the Rosh says in the third Perek, in Broches, in regard to Birkas Amozik, that if we say that women are Ptura of Birkas Amozik, Midraise, the Muslim Raise, she cannot be Meitzi and Ish. But the question is, let them be Meitzi on the basis of Arves. So the Rosh says, since Noshim, that's the Pshat in the Rosh. The Pshat in the Rosh is not that Noshim are not Bechol Arves. Chatz v'sholem, the Rosh should say a thing like that. But the Rosh may means that sin, if we say that Noshim are Pturis of Birkas HaMozen because they're not Lechil Talmud Torah or they're not Lechil Voretz, whatever the reason is. So since Noshim are Pturis of Birkas HaMozen, so in a mitzvah where the person who recites it is Poter, so the Aloha of Arves doesn't apply. The Aloha of Arves doesn't apply. So that's why Hallel, so if a Nisha recites the Hallel, she cannot be made to Amen. Why can't she be made to Amen? Because she's not Mechuyeves Bidovo. But let her be made to on the basis of Arves. Since she's not Mechuyeves in Hallel, there is no Arves. Masheinke, a broche like Birkas Hagemel, so Rav Chone is just as Mechuyev in the Birkas Hagemel as Rav Yehuda, except that Rav Yehuda was ill and recovered, and Rav Chone was not ill. But if he had been ill and he recovered, so he would be just as Mechuyev in the Birkas Hagemel as Rav Yehuda. So Memele there is Arves. So, but the Rosh says no. So it's not on the basis of Arves. And he had to resort to Amin because he was not Mechuyev Bidovo. So Rabbi Kveger deduces from this Rosh that in every Birkas HaMitzvah, if Yotzo, so in Chanami Yotzo Meitzi, but the other one has to say Amin. So the question is, if we have to resort to Amin, how can the Gemara apply the Aloha of Yotzo Meitzi to Hallel and to Birkas HaMozen? Then it's not Shayach to say Amin. Only Gabi Abroche. So we say, Amin Bei Hamon Es Dvorim, Koloine Amin Achar Abroche, Kilo Meitzi Brochem Pivdom. So that's a very strong kashe against Rabbi Kveger. And Rabbi Kveger paskens little Aloha, because after all, the Shulchan Ramot paskens like the Rosh, that the reason is why Rav Yehuda had to resort to Omei, because Rav Chone Bar Yitori was not Mechuyev. But let us apply the concept of Arves in view of the fact that had he been ill and had he recovered from his illness, so then he also would be Mechuyev. So it should be like Yotzo Meitzi. So Rav Kveger says, the sheet of the Rosh is, in every Yotzo Meitzi, by Birkas HaMitzvah, but we must resort only. So the question is, so why does the Gemara apply the concept of Yotzo Meitzi, Ligabi Hallel and Megillah? There is not Shayach to say only. So we have to say, as it turns, on the Kashe against the Rosh, why does the Rosh say, that the reason is why Rav Yehuda had to resort to Amin, because without Amin he wouldn't be Yetze on the basis of Shemei Akeine, because Rav Chone Bar Yitori was not Mechuyev, but he never Yotzo Meitzi, so he's not Mechuyev. But we say Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazeh. Now there is a concept of Arves Ligabi Mitzves and Ligabi Averes, and the Gemore in Shvuez Daflametes deduces it from the Pasuk in the Teichachre, as I mentioned before, because Shlo Yish Biochiv Melamed Shekol Yisroel Arevim Zelazeh. So it's a concept of Arves. We have a concept of Arves in Dinim Omnes. In Dinim Omnes. I'm not equating one with the other, but there is an analogy. We have a concept of Arves. In other words, if Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon and Levi guarantees the payment of the debt, So then, if Reuven has the right to collect the debt, Shimon has the right to collect the debt from Levi, because of Arves. There's the aloha of Arves. Now the aloha in Arves is in the moments. I'm not saying that there is necessarily an equation, but it's a similar concept.
So in the Nemomenes, in the concept of Arbes in the Nemomenes, so there is a loche that if somebody is orif tiat chaverei, so lo yifra min orif tchilo. In other words, if let's say Yehuvein bought from Shimon $1,000, and then Shimon is demanding payment of the debt, it's already mature, the debt already matured. Shimon asks Reuven to pay up the debt. Reuven says, I don't have anything. So then he has a right to collect from Reuven. But lo yifra min orif tchilo, if Reuven has any assets from which Shimon can collect the debt, so he cannot collect from Reuven. It's only as a last resort. If he cannot collect from the one who primarily is indebted to him, so then he can collect from the surety, from the guarantor. But if there is a possibility to collect from the debtor himself, then he cannot collect from the surety. Well, if I'm not here. But the Gemara in Basra says there is another type for it. That's called Oref Kablen. What is Oref Kablen? There are two kinds of sureties. There is one kind of surety, a guarantor, who is a regular Oref. So that halacha is that he is only secondarily liable. If the creditor cannot collect from the debtor, then he can collect from the guarantor. But Oref Kablen, if somebody undertook to be an Oref Kablen, so then he becomes primarily liable, like the Levi himself. And even if he is able to collect from the Levi, the Malve, at his discretion, can collect from the Oref Kablen. So the question is, here there is Aloche Xerasakosu, Bihoshlu Ish Biochi, Milameche Kol Yisroel Arivim Zeloze. That is, and I'm not saying any droshes now, that's a Aloche. That's a Aloche Pshute. So there is a concept of spiritual Arivis, that every Jew is a surety for the fulfillment of mitzvahs by every other Jew. If he is in a position to manipulate that the other Jew should be Mikhail mitzvahs, so he is spiritually liable for any delinquency by any other Jew. So what does that halach imply? Does that halach imply only an obligation of regular arves? And in respect to regular arves, so if the Levi himself can pay, so then the Orev doesn't have to pay, but if from an Orev Tchilo, or the Gzeres HaKosuf of Vichosh Luish Biochiv implies a concept of arves, of spiritual arves, analogous to the Orev Kaplan in the Nemomenes. In the Nemomenes, there are two kinds of all Arevim. There is a regular Orev, a surety. So then he is only secondarily liable. And there is a special type of an Orev, an Orev Kablen, who is primarily liable. And from him, the Malve can collect, even if he's in a position to collect from the Levi. So what's the aloha of spiritual Arves? Or because we ish biochi, milameiche kol yisrael arevim zeleze, does it imply only the type of Arves, of regular Arves? Or it implies a type of Arves, it implies a type of Arves that like Orev Kablen. So apparently I think that on that point is the machlekes between the Rosh and the Kedishi Oro and the Rif, and the Rif in Brochus. The Kedishi Oro raises the same question that the Rosh raised. Why did Rav Yudeh have to resort to Amen? Without Amen, Shemei Akeine, without Amen. So what does the Rosh say? No, he had to resort to Amen. Because Rav Chonin bar Detoye was not Mechuyev. And in order to apply the Aloch of Shemei Akeine, is Mechuyev B'davo. So then the question arises, but Yotze Meitzi, even though right now he's not Mechuyev, but since in general he's mechuyev in that mitzvah, except that he was not subjected to the circumstances that require him to say Birkas HaGeimel, so memele mitzav kol yisroel arevim zelozeh, so he's considered mechuyev b'davar, because he's responsible also for the fulfillment
By Rav Yehuda. By Rav Yehuda. So the Rosh Hitti is, the Rosh Hitti is that here we don't apply the concept of Arbis. The Rosh has the same kasha. Why did Rav Yehuda have to resort to Omei? So the Rosh gives a very simple Teretz in Hachaname. He didn't have to resort to Omei. But, so why does Gemara ask, but he didn't answer Omei? Because there is a halacha that when one hears a broche, the chatchila has to say Omei. So, and the Makshin didn't know that Rav Yehuda said Omei. So the Makshin asked, he didn't say Omei. So, in other words, not because this is indispensable towards the fulfillment of Birkas HaGemel. He would be Yitzhak with Birkas HaGemel without Omei. But the Makshin didn't know that Rav Yehuda answered Omei. So the Makshin asked, why didn't he answer Omei? There is a halacha that when you hear a broche, even on somebody else, you have to answer Omei. So why didn't, so he said he answered Omei. But in Achaname, the Omei was not immediately kuve, even without the Omei. So the Rosh says, he would be Yitzhak. He would be Yitzhak. So why? Because of Kol Yisroel Arevid. But the time of the Rosh is, how could we apply the halacha of Shemir Keine? But it has to be Mechuyi Bidogo. So the Shita of the Rosh, in Broches, and the Reef is, because Kol Yisroel Arevid Zelazeh. So what does it make any difference whether he already made Kiddush and he ate the Sudeh, then he comes home, so he recites the Kiddush again in order to mate his wife, even though he himself is not mechuyev personally in Kiddush, he already was Yetzi Kiddush. Or, let's say like Chafone Bag Vitoye, he hadn't been ill, so he didn't have personally to say Birkas HaGemel. But suppose he would become ill, and he would recover, he would also be mechuyev. So he's also mechuyev in that mitzvah generally. And since Kol Yisroel Arev Zalazeh, so it means he's mechuyev bidovo now. He's mechuyev to say the broche in order to make sure that Rav Yehuda will be mekayim the chiyuv of saying the Birkas HaGemel. Of Birkas HaGemel. That's the shita of the Rosh. And the reason is why Rav Yehuda said Amen, because you have to say Amen. And Gemara only has the kashe because Gemara thought that he didn't say Amen. So Gemara asked, he didn't say Amen. So Gemara said, he did say Amen. But in Achaname, he would be Yitzhak because of Gemu on the basis of Shemei Akeine, even if he didn't say Amen. That's the shite of the Rosh. What is the shite? So apparently, the shite of the Rosh is that since in Arves in Momen, we have two types of Arves. We have an Orev, a regular Orev. So in respect to a regular Orev, he is only secondarily liable. And Luyifram in Orev Tchilo. And then we have another type of an Orev. Orev Kablen, who is primarily liable. And he can collect, and the Malve can collect from the Orev Kablen, even if he's in a position to collect from the debtor himself. So the shita of the Rosh is that the Zasakosuf of the Koshvi Ish Beochiv implies the concept of spiritual harvest of the nature of Orev Kablen. Mashenkin the Rosh holds the Zasakosuf of the Koshvi Ish Beochiv implies only the concept of spiritual harvest in the nature of regular harvest, not Orev Kablen. And what is regular harvest? Regular harvest means if the debtor who is primarily liable can't pay up the debt, then the Orev is obligated to pay up the debt. But as long as the debtor himself is in a position to fulfill his obligation, then the surety is not obligated, he's not responsible to discharge the debt of the debtor. So here too, because liish biochiv, so that means every Jew is mechuyev to make sure that the other Jew will fulfill his mitzvahs. Now, but it's regular harvest, so it's analogous to the halacha of Lipora min Orev Tchilo. So Mimele, the Rosh has the kashe, why did Rav Yehuda have to resort to Omein without Omein on the basis of Shemi Akeine, he should be able to be Yitzhak. Now, there is the tour in Simen Reisha in Gimel. With that we'll understand the halacha the detour in Simen Reisha in Gimu mentions, the detour in Simen Reisha in Gimu says, in the name of the Halacha Zeiles, that if somebody made Kiddush, so the Halacha is, and then he comes home, and so he can say Kiddush again to be made to his wife, Dibne Bais. So the Halacha Zeiles says, that's only if the wife or the nibayis of the person are not king. They cannot make kiddush themselves. They cannot. But if the wife and the nibayis of the balabais are king themselves, they can recite the kiddush. They can take a seat there and say the kiddush themselves. So Allah has dealers. So the Torah in Simen Reisha in Gimel says, and the name Allah has dealers. Allah has dealers says, then the balabais cannot say the kiddush again. It's only when he's in any book, when he cannot, when the Nebais cannot, they're not king. So what is the Shita of Allah HaZeles? The Shita of Allah HaZeles is, and they are the Shein and Wachelik and Allah HaZeles. And they say that if the Balabais recited Kiddush Yishur and the Inter, with Machum Sude, then he comes home. So, and he has to be made to the Nebais so he can recite the Kiddush, even though the wife and the Nebais are king, they can do it themselves. Still, because of Kol Yisroel Arim, Yisroel Azek, so Yotom Eitzi. What's the machlekes between Aloch Ezeles and other Hashemim? It's on this point. In other words, the Aloch Ezeles Shita is that the Aloch of Kol Yisroel Arim, Yisroel Azek, that every Jew is spiritually liable. It's a real alvis. Just as there is a monetary responsibility in the case of Orev, Imomenes, Ishurati, so he's liable. So every Jew is spiritually liable to make sure that every other Jew will be mekayim his mitzvahs. A Jew is mechuyev to make kiddush, so is the responsibility of the husband. It doesn't have to be a husband. So that to make sure that she will fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, and according to the other rishonim, not aloch ezeles. So the nature of this alves of Kol Yisroel Arim and Zelazeh is analogous to the alves of Orev Kaplan. So even if the debtor himself can pay, he's still liable. So here too, even though his wife can say the Kiddush herself, he's still Orev Bader. And Aloch Ezele Shite is, no, Kol Yisroel Arim and Zelazeh, he's mechuyev, he's obligated to make sure that his wife or any other Jew or Jewess will be mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush if he or she cannot by himself or by herself do it, because there ain't a baki. But if he's a baki, so you put him in all of trilo. That's the machlekes. Anyway, so the shite of the Rosh is like the shite of the Aloch Ezeles. So that's the Teretz. Now, the question is against Rabbi Kveya. Why does Rabbi Kveya say, Rabbi Kveya has the same kasha against Rosh? Why does the Rosh say that there is an est why? The reason as to why he had to, the reason as to why Rav Yehuda had to resort to Omein, because Rav Chone was not Mechuyev Bidoro. And we cannot apply the Aloch of Shemiya Kein, only if the person who recites the Broche is Mechuyev Bidovo, but Yotzom Eitzi, he's still not Mechuyev Bidovo anymore. The answer is because of Arves. So here, also Arves. So why did he have to resort to Omein? So the Rosh says, because Rav Chone Bar Bitoye was himself not Mechuyev Bidovo. So the question is, but the Aloch is, that even if he's Yotzom Eitzi, so even though he's not Mechuyev Bidovo anymore, so why should this be different than the case of Yotzom Eitzi? So the answer is, whatever Rabbi Kveya means, the plain teretz on that kasha is, because Rabbi Yehuda certainly was a baki, he didn't have to resort to Shemaya Keine, he was able to say the broche, Hagim Chayavim Teves, Shed Morani Kotev. So Memele, the Rosh Shite is like the Aloch Ezeles, that we only say Yotzameitzi to be Meitzi or any Boki, but to be Meitzi Boki we don't say Yotzameitzi, because the Arves is an Arves in the nature of a regular Arves, not in the nature of Olaf Kablen. So Mimele here too. Without Omein, he couldn't be Eitze on the basis of Shemea Keine, because Kol Yisroel Arivim Zelazeh. After all, Rav Yudekin himself said the broche. Why should he rely on Shemea? Why should he rely on Shemea Keine? Why should he rely on Shemea Keine? So that is the plain teretz. That is the plain teretz and the Rosh. Now, so then there is no kashe from the Gemore. There is no kashe from the Gemore at the end of Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemore says, because it's not that the aloche of Arves is based upon Omein. Arves is not based upon Omein, but Arves is without Omein. But in that particular case where Rav Yehuda himself was a Boki, so Mimele, according to the Bahak Shite, we do not say Yotzameitzi if he's a Boki, only Yotzameitzi and any Boki, but not a Boki. And when the Gemara says the Halal in Gilaf of Pishiyotza Meitzi, so it also means according to Halachas Deiles, only to be Meitzi with Halal and Megillah, someone who is not a Boki, but Enoch and Ame according to Halachas Deiles. If somebody is a Boki, so another person who already read the Megillah cannot read the Megillah again. He can, but he will not be Meitzi. The other person who still has to be Mikayim, if the other person can read the Megillah himself. But in the case where it's in a Boki, so then on the basis of Alves, so we say Yotzomit. So in other words, so that means that's the Machlekes Rishayim. That's the Machlekes Rishayim between the Halachas Deiles and the Rosh on one hand, and the Ro and the Riv, that Mundalet in Broches, and the other Rishenim Wachilik in Simen Reish and Yigimu and the Bahag Shite, and there it's mentioned the Rishenim Wachilik and the Bahag, and who say that if the husband made already Kiddush and he already ate the Sude in the Beis HaKnesses, then he comes home, he can make Kiddush again to be made to his wife, his Nibayis, even though his wife and Nibayis are Pkin. So the same Achleikis. The question is whether the Arves of Kol Yisroel Ariv and Zelazeh is in the nature, partakes of the nature of regular Arves, there's the Shita of the Bahag and the Rosh, or it partakes of the nature of Orech Kablen. So Mimele, there's the Shita of the Rosh. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, and I'm coming to the point that my father Zachin Baruch had mentioned half an hour before his Ptirei. 43 years ago, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tes, and that Gemara of Yotzom Meitzi, Nave breder aber so. Drauf sehr. Pirisch. Kol brach birkes am mitzves. Afo pische jotze meiz. She afo pische am mitzvo muteles al kol echot. Hare kol Yisroel arivim zelo ze. Vichulom ki guf echot. Uchi oriv hapirei achif chavere. Uvichlal ze gam birkes dikri ashma. She shliach tzibor meitzi yedchivosim mehem afilo es aboki. Uvilvad bitzibor. כי למוח המפרק משמייסי. אבל בקריש מהותפילה אין המייצי סבוקי. כי לכל מתי מברשאומה. בדין הוא שיקול אחד ואחד משנן בפיו. ושיקול אחד מבקי שרח ממלעצמי. וכן בכל ברכי של שווח. That means ברכי שווח וידוי. אף על פי שיוצא מייצי. So the Ritva says that ברכי שווח וידוי. Now the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in respect to Birkas Hanenin, that when is the halacha of Shemei Akeine, in other words, Ayit Ruben Itzpas and Shimon Itzpas, and they are both Kedei Asude. So Ruben has to say Amit Rachel Noretz, because he is eating pas, and Shimon has to say Amit Rachel Noretz, because Shimon is eating pas. So then the halacha is, Ruben can say Amit Rachel Noretz, be mechaven to the Meitzi Shimon, and Shimon is mechaven to be Yeitze, with the Birkas Ameitzi by Ruben, and Shimon is Yeitze. But suppose Shimon washes and Ruben doesn't want to eat. He doesn't wash. So, and but Shimon is not a London. He doesn't know how to say the Brocha of Ameitzi. So Shimon asks Ruben to say the Birkas Ameitzi for him. So by Birkas Hanenin, he has to be Mechuya Bidova. If he's not Mechuya Bidova, not. Masheinkin by Birkas Ameitzi, let's say, I already put on film. Then another Jew, he's putting on film, but he doesn't know how to say the broche. So I am allowed to say the broche of Laniach film or Mitzvah film in order to be Meitzi, the other Jew who is putting on film. Even though I'm not putting on film now, I'm not Mechuyev in that Birkas HaMitzvah now for myself, but because of Kol Yisroel Arevim Zolazeh. So I'm considered Mechuyev Idovo. I am responsible for his mitzvah also, not only for my mitzvah. So, why is there a distinction between Birkas Hanen and Birkas HaMitzvah? So the Gemara says, because Birkas HaMitzvah is a must. It's an imperative. He cannot say, all right, so I won't say the broche. He has to say the broche. Masheinkin Birkas Hanen, he doesn't have to eat. If he eats, he has to say the broche. But he can refrain from eating. So it's not an imperative. It's not a must. So maybe there is no Arves. Arves applies only to something that is imperative. It's a must. But Birkas Hanenim, let him not eat now. So maybe, why should I be a surety for the Birkas Ameitzi Lechem in Oretz of the other Jew? Let the other Jew not eat now. I am not a surety. That's what the Gemara says. So by Birkas Hamitzvah is a must. He cannot avoid it. So maybe there is Arves. Birkas Hanenim is not a must, he can avoid it, the other Jew can avoid it, so maybe there is no harvest. How about Birka Shvach Vidoy? So the Ritva says here in Rosh Hashanah, so he says, V'chein b'chol broche shol shvach, af al pishe yotza meitzi, and it's mashma from the Pashtus Haloshen of the Ritva, even without Tome. There is a loche of Shemei Akeine, of Yotzei Meitzi, in respect to all the broches of Shvach Vidoy. That's the shite of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. Now let's see the shite of the Rav Amiri. The shite of the Rav Amiri in two places. In Rosh Hashanah, and in Sukkah. First, let's see the Rav Amiri in Rosh Hashanah. And the same Sukkah, where the Ritva says, Birke Shvach Vidoye. So we say Shemei Akeine, even Yotze is Meitzi, is nowadays to Birke Samitzve. So the Miri in Rosh Hashanah is Chayv. מה שביארנו, שכל שני מחויב בדובו, אין מייצי עשר רבים, כבונס הדבורים הוא, כל שני מחויב מצד גופי, אבל מי שחייב המצווה הוא תלולו, אלו שיוצאו ידחיבוסים ממנו, מייצי עשר אחרים, שאף על פי שיוצאו ידי עצמי, עדיין אורי ושל חברי, שלא יוצאו עדיין, במה דבורים אמורים בדרכס חייבו, רוצה להם הברכס המצווה, שמזבור זה שיצא לחברי, וחברי יישא המצווה לפי מן המצווה, אם תקיע שיפרו, זה שיוצא מבורך לצא לחברי, ותקיע וקיע וחברי שמע, אם לא לפו, זה מבורך זה נטר, וכל מכולו מרצה דין המצווה, Aber Birkas Anemin, kein Ameizu, Bere Priagofen, und Birkas Apiris und Birkas Areach. Wir können kein Brot Birkas Anemin, in Oder mit Wolk mit Zerach Avirin, she Birkas Anemin in Chivo mit Zadatzmei, schon in Israel lechen und nicht ist Loriach, who forces him to eat now and to drink? He can refrain from eating. So me mele, I'm not Torev, Badin. So, Elo she'acha, she'reitze le'ane, isorg le'vorech, mitnei she'oso le'ane, isminu elam be'le'broche, ve'nirol le'vorech le'anene, ve'nasech ha'veri Orev, al ma'a she'chiyu b'chosei boro mitzad she'oreitze le'ane, ve'ilkach b'broche se'ilu, im lo'yotzo, ve'reitze lo'sis la'atzmei, meitze achir mime, if he himself has to say the broche for himself, he can be made to somebody else. V'im yotzo enemies. Then he says, Birkas tfilo u'birkas shvach v'idoye, kulon idoye v'ritzohen, u'mitechkach, af al pi she'in chivo, eino dom meitzi es chavere mihen. So the Rav Amir says, the birkas tfilo, so there is no aloha of yotzo meitzi. Except in a minyan and in a pkiyin, so then they can be yitzed with the tefillah of the shliach tzibos. It's a special halacha in tefillah. But the general din of Shemei Akeine doesn't require a minyan. Shemei Akeine, one Jew, says the broch and is made to somebody else. Here, in order to be made to an any broki, so there has to be a minyan, a shliach tzibos, so the tefillah of Kerom is meitzi in the tefillah of Kilrom, he is meitzi the tefillah of Lachash of the Inibok. So it's a special halach in tefillah. But the general din of Shemir Keine doesn't apply to tefillah. That's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there are two things where we don't apply the concept of Shemir Keine. One is Kriyashma, because bidinu shekol echod ve'echod Yikabel u'malchus shamayim be'atzmi, because the essence of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah u'malchus shamayim. So mele the halacha of Shemei Akeine doesn't apply, because every Jew has to be mikabel u'malchus shamayim by himself, and not rely on the Shmiya from somebody else. And then the Yerushalmi says there's another exception, tefillah, because bidinu sheikol echod ve'echod yiyeh mivakesh rachmin u'atzmi. Because the essence of tefillah is rachmi. Rachmi. So Meir is not shayach to say Shemei Akeine. So the Meir says, Birka shvach v'idoye, the halacha of Shemei Akeine doesn't apply. Birka shvach v'idoye, the halacha of Shemei Akeine doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? The halacha of Shemei Akeine. So he says, because Birka shvach v'idoye is analogous to tefillah. So we have to understand. What kind of iswar is it? Why is it in August the Tvile? Tvile is Rachme. But Birkas Vach V'Idoye. What is Birkas Idoye? Asher Yotzar is a Birkas Adoye. And Birkas Agemel is a Birkas Adoye. All the broches enumerated in the Mishnah in Perikoreye are Birkas Idoye. So according to the ritual in Rosh Hashanah, so not only do we apply the general din of Shemei Akeine, but we even apply the din of Arves, that even Yotzo is made. According to the Rav Amiri, the Rav Amiri is the opposite pole of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. And according to him, not only don't we apply the concept of Arves, Ligabei Birkishvach V'idoye, but even if he is Mechuyev himself in the Brach. Now the Rosh, so the Rav Amiri Shita is not the same Shita as the Rosh. Because the Rosh says in so many words that the only reason is why Rav Yehuda had to resort to Omein because Rav Chone Bar Detoye had not been ill and recovered. The implication being that if Rav Chone Bar Detoye had himself been ill and he also had recovered, and he would say the bracha of Birkas Hagein Eil, and then Rav Yehuda would listen. So even without Omein would be eight. But Afchani was not ill, so Memele, so he cannot apply the aloche of, we cannot apply the aloche of Shemei Akeine. Masheink in the Miri, even if Rav Chone Bar Detoye had been ill, we still couldn't apply the aloche of Shemei Akeine. As a matter of fact, the Shittim Kubetzes, in Broches, and that the more of Rav Yud and Rav Chone Bar Gitoye. So he mentions 2 days. One day is over there, so Rav Chone Bar Gitoye and Rabbanon, they recited the Broche of Birkas Hagemel, and the recovery of Rav Yud. But suppose Rav Chone Bar Gitoye had been ill and recovered, and he would recite the broche and his own recovery, and Rav Yude would hear that and would be mechavim to be yitze. So then the Gemara doesn't discuss that, but the Rosh said, the Rosh and the Tur, they say in so many words that they still would be yitze, and he wouldn't even have to rely on him, he wouldn't have to resort on him. And so on Rosh Nishin Kodetzis is that if Rav Chone Bar Gitoye had himself been ill and he had recovered, and he would say the broche of Birkas Hagemel, so he could be Meitzi Rav Yude. And other Rosh Nishin Kubetzes in broches is that only here he was Yeitze, because the same broche was recited by Rav Chone Bar Gitoye and the recovery of Rav Yude. Mashenke, if Rav Chone Bar Gitoye had himself been ill, and he would recite the broche on his own recovery, and Rav Yude would be mechaving to be yitze with that broche because he is also mechuyev, then he wouldn't be yitze. He wouldn't be yitze. Why? So the other Rosh Nishin Kubetzes apparently agrees with the shita of the Rav Amiri that in regard to Birkas Shvach Veidoye, we don't apply the aloche of Shemeya Keine altogether, even if he's mechuyev idol. Even is mechuyev idalah. Let's say, according to the Rav Amir, let's say, suppose Reuven and Shimei, they both had to wash their hands, and they are both mechuyev to say Asher Yotzar. That's a Birkas Hidoye. I'm mentioning that example because that was the thing that my father Zecheinu Livroche discussed half an hour before his pter. So Asher Yotzar is a Birkas Hidoye. So Reuven and Shimei both wash their hands, and they are both mechuyev to say Asher Yotza. And Reuven would say Asher Yotza. Reuven is mechuyev in the broche for himself, and Shimon would be mechaven to be yitze with the broche of Asher Yotza with Birkas Hadoye. So of course, according to the ritual, of course Shimon would be yitze, even if Reuven wouldn't have to wash his hands. He wouldn't be mechuyev. But on the basis of all of this, Reuven could say the broche of Asher Yotza and be yitze Shimon, even though he himself doesn't have to wash his hands. So, and according to the Miri, even if Reuven also washed his hands, he couldn't be made Shimon. Why? Because Birkas Hadoye, according to the Rav Amiri, are analogous to Tefillin. Just as the Yerushalmi says, in respect to Tefillin, Bidinu, Sheikol Echod Ve'echod Yivakish Rachmel Atzmei. So, Bidinu, Sheikol Echod Ve'echod Mivorer Be'atzmei Birkas Shvach. You have to understand what's the Shaykhah's. Tefillah is Rachmin. So Rachmin, Bakoshes, so we cannot rely on Shemeya Keine. That's what Yerushalmi says. But what application does it have to Birkas Shvach Veidoye? So that's one mirror. Now, the other mirror, so I just mentioned before I started the Shia that one of the reasons as to why I decided to give the Shia on this Indian, because half an hour before my father's Pire, so he said something in connection with Birkas Hidoye, with Birkas Hagemel. It was before sunrise, Gimel Shvat, Friday morning, and everybody was in the hospital, and my father had to wash the hands. He said to me, it's very difficult for him to say the Brocha Asher Yotza. I should say the Brocha Asher Yotza, and he'll answer on me. And then he changed his mind. He said, no. Pzda Ashite dort in Rosh Hashanah dort in Eastern Shklor in the Sugye. In Rosh Hashanah dort of Tess is do Ashite. As Birkas Hidoye is the talking Alochef in Shemeya Keine. I feel on in help. That's what he said. Half an hour before he said. So then he asked me to say it, and he repeated, even though it was difficult for him to talk, so he repeated every word of Asher Yotzar.
that was the last words that he spoke before his tefillah, half an hour before his tefillah.
All right.
So in other words, then, later on, I delved into the Minyan. I didn't even know what it was all about at that time. So, but then I delved into the Minyan, so I found out that Machlekes Hashemim, between the Machlekes, between the Ritwo, and the Rav Amiri. So we have to understand the Rav Amiri. What does the Rav Amiri mean? He says, Birka Shvach Vidoi is analogous to Tfilo. What's the equation between Tfilo and Birka Shvach Vidoi? Tfilo, so the Yerushalmi says, Vidinu Sheikol Echot V'Echot Yivake Shvach Nimal Atzme. But Shvach Vidoi Asher Yotzar or Birka Sagemir, that's not Rachmi. But we have another Miri, where he says this, he expresses this, a similar concept. That's in Rosh Hashanah. Not Rosh Hashanah, in Sukkot. I mentioned the Mishneh in Sukkot Daf Lamed Chet. Misho yo eved v'risho oy kotni matrin eisei ein achreye mashinein. So if an eved or a misho reads before him the Hallel, says the Hallel, and he repeats word after word, word after word, he repeats what the Makri says. The Makri says, how we cure. So he repeats how we cure. Avda Hashem, so he repeats how Hashem. He says every word. So of course he's Yetzer, I mean he's saying it himself, but he is just, serves like a Siddha. So the Makri is like a Siddha. So he's able to repeat. So in Achreye Mashimengri, so he's Yetzer. Even though the Makri is an Isho and an Isho is Tor of Halel, but he himself says Halel. But still the Mishnah says, V'tovel emiyo. So, but still, warn to him that he himself cannot say the Halel, but his wife or his children have to help him out and say every word. So that shows that he didn't learn. All right. But he, of course he's Yetzer because he repeats every word. Im hoyo godil mikarei say, suppose a man, a godil, reads, says it, and he listens, so then he doesn't have to repeat every word in order to be Yetzer. But he just has to answer, how to cure. How to cure. What is how to cure? In other words, how to cure by Hallel is like omen by Bach. Just as we say that omen in Ibroch, so called omen beikabol boyamon is lorim, that koloin omen achar abroche.